BDS/DDC Basics for the RISI Tech Stepping into Light Commercial, a plain language orientation to building automation BAS and direct digital control DDC for a residential tech moving into light commercial, what a controller, point, sensor, and actuator are, how a sequence of operation drives the equipment, and how to troubleshoot when you can't just put a meter on a thermostat wire. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, on residential work, the control system is a thermostat and some 24-volt switch legs. Step into light commercial and you'll meet a building automation system BAS running direct digital control DDC. Instead of a thermostat throwing relays, a small computer, the DDC controller reads sensors, runs a program, and drives the equipment's actuators and relays based on that program. The good news for a RISI Tech, the underlying HVAC physics is identical. You're still managing temperature, airflow, staging, economizers, and ventilation. What's different is the control layer. Once you understand a handful of terms, a DDC system stops being a black box. How it works. A DDC controller works on points, its connections to the real world. Two big categories. Inputs, what the controller senses. Temperature sensors, pressure sensors, a CO2 sensor, a switch telling it a fan is proving airflow, etc. Inputs can be an analog of varying value, like 72.4 degrees or 0.8 in WC, or digital slash binary on slash off, like fan status, running. Outputs, what the controller commands, a damper actuator, a valve actuator, a relay that energizes a contactor, a modulating signal to a VFT. Also analog a modulating signal, like 0 to 10 volts to a damper or digital slash binary or relay that's on or off. The controller runs a program, the software version of the sequence of operation, the written description of what the equipment should do under each condition. It reads the inputs, applies its logic and set points, and writes the outputs. Example in plain terms, read space temp. If it's above the cooling set point, modulate the cooling valve open and ramp the fan. If the economizer is enabled and outdoor air is good, open the outdoor air damper first. The thermostat and relays version of that lives in software now. Controllers usually network together so an operator can see and adjust the whole building from one workstation. And so controllers can share data. The chiller plant controller tells the air handlers what's available, etc. That network commonly runs an open protocol. BACnet is the most widespread, so equipment from different vendors can share data. Note the contrast with proprietary communicating residential systems, which can't interoperate across brands. Commercial BDS deliberately uses open protocols so they can. The hierarchy you'll typically see. Field devices sensors slash actuators to equipment level controllers, one per RTU. AHU. VAV box to a supervisory controller slash workstation that ties the building together and holds schedules, trends, and alarms. In the field, get the sequence of operation first. It's the single most useful document on a commercial job. It tells you exactly what the system is supposed to do. Diagnosing without it is guessing. Ask the customer or the controls contractor for it. Read the controller's points. Don't just meter wires. The controller already knows the space temp, discharge temp, damper position, fan status, etc. Pull the data from the controller display or the workstation. That's often faster than putting a meter on anything. Separate a control problem from a mechanical problem. Is the controller commanding the right thing and the equipment not responding mechanical slash electrical, or is the controller commanding the wrong thing sensor, programming, set point? Compare the commanded output to what the equipment is actually doing. Check the sensors. A drifted or failed input makes the controller do the wrong thing, while looking perfectly healthy. Compare a sensor's reported value to your own instrument. Garbage in, garbage out. Watch for overrides. Someone may have left a point in manual slash override at the workstation, a damper forced open, a fan forced on. An override beats the program. Always check whether a point is in auto or hand. Know your lane. You can usually diagnose, verify sensors, check actuators, and confirm the sequence. Reprogramming the controller or changing the control logic is typically the controls contractor's job, unless you're trained and authorized on that platform. Normal values and targets. Control power. Field controllers commonly run on 24 volts AC or DC. Sensors and actuators are low voltage class 2. Common analog signal ranges. 0 to 10 volts or 2 to 10 volts and 4 to 20 mA are the workhorse modulating signals to dampers and valves. Some use a resistance input like a 10K thermistor for temperature. Setpoint examples. A space cooling setpoint might be about 74 degrees with a dead band to a heating setpoint of about 70 degrees. A discharge air target on an AHU might be about 55 degrees. Exact values live in the sequence. Network. BACnet MS/TP over twisted pair. Or BACnet/IP over Ethernet is the most common open protocol. You'll also encounter Modbus and proprietary buses. Trends/alarms. A good BAS logs historical trends of points and raises alarms on out-of-range values. Use the trends to see what happened before you got there. Common faults and what they mean. Equipment, not responding, but the controller commands correctly. Mechanical/electrical fault downstream. Dead actuator, stuck damper, blown relay, no power to the load. The control side is fine. Chase the equipment. Controller commands the wrong thing. Bad sensor input. Wrong set point. A point left in override, or a programming issue. Verify the inputs and check for overrides before blaming the program. A point reads obviously wrong, e.g. 300 degrees space temp, failed or shorted/open sensor, or wrong sensor type configured. Compare to a known good instrument. Hull controller offline, lost power, blown controller fuse, network/com fault, or failed controller. Confirm power and the network connection. Intermittent comfort complaints with no obvious fault. Pull the trends. A sensor that drifts, a damper that hunts, or a schedule that's wrong often shows up clearly in the historical data. Nothing matches the drawings. Field changes that never made it back to the documentation. Trust what the controller's points and the actual wiring tell you over an outdated print. Tech tips and gotchas. The HVAC is the same, only the control layer changed. Don't be intimidated. Temperature, airflow, staging, economizer, and ventilation all still apply. Learn the point/sequence vocabulary, and a DDC system becomes readable. The sequence of operation is your map. With it, troubleshooting is methodical. Without it, you're guessing what correct even looks like. Get it? Always check for overrides. A forced point at the workstation will make a perfectly good controller drive the wrong output. It's one of the most common ghost problems on commercial jobs. Use the trends. Intermittent problems that vanish by the time you arrive are usually sitting right there in the historical data. Learn to pull a trend. Open protocol BACnet does not equal proprietary communicating RISI. Commercial BAS is built to let different vendors interoperate. Residential communicating systems are deliberately locked to one brand. Don't carry the can't mix brands rule over to a BACnet job site. Stay in your authorized scope. Verifying sensors, actuators, wiring, and the sequence is fair game. Rewriting control logic on a platform you're not trained/authorized on is how buildings break. Loop in the controls contractor. Safety/code notes. DDC field wiring sensors, actuators. Controller powers low voltage class 2 and must be installed and protected per the applicable class 2 wiring provisions. The served equipment's line side is full voltage, often 3-phase. Lock out and verify zero energy before working on it. DDC controls operate equipment but do not replace required hard safeties, high limit, freestat, low water cutoff, etc. Those must remain functional independent of the software per the applicable equipment and mechanical code sections. Required minimum ventilation and other code mandated functions are implemented in the sequence of operation. Verify the programmed setpoints actually meet the code minimums rather than assuming the software is compliant.